Hey everyone, minasan, konnichiwa. Today is another cool English repair shop episode where we are going to help a listener with fixing English. Today, our topic is opening your own vegan food shop, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about. But we're going to fix the wrong English and make it correct. Stand by for that right after this Social English Podcast.
皆さんこんにちは。毎日少しずつ社交に使える英語の上達を目指すソーシャルイングリッシュポッドキャストへようこそ。今日はぜひもっと自信を持って英会話してみましょう。 Are you ready, Percy? Let's go!
Yes, Hikari, I am ready. I am ready to go. Thank you for that introduction. 皆さん、hello, how are you? How's it going today? What is crack-a-lackin'? It's Percy here from the Social English Podcast. I hope you are having a good day. Today is another episode where we help fix the English of a listener to this very show. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay, remember, this is the Social English Podcast. I'm here to help you learn how to express and speak real social English in everyday conversations in my native language, American English. So that's what we're going to do today. Learn some tips, hints, tricks, learn English slang words, slang phrases, new things. Last episode, the slang was, hump day. Yeah. So last episode was hump day. We talked about that. So learn a couple of new things on the Social English Podcast. Now today we do these English repair shop episodes where you, the listener to this podcast, can send me a message and say, hey, Percy, can you help me with this English? Together, the listeners, we will give examples of social English and the correct way to fix your wrong English. Okay, we're gonna get started with that right after this. So please listen, kite kudasai.
すべての英語修理店のエピソードと同様に4つのパートがあります。パート1では英語を勉強している日本人が間違って言ったことを正確に聞くことができます。パート2では会話型のソーシャルイングリッシュスタイルで正しい英語を聞くことができます。パート3ではパーシーはあなたが同じ過ちを犯さないようにするために彼が重要だと考えるヒントをあなたに与えます。パート4でパーシーは正しい英語版を高速で自然な速度で言います。このようにしてネイティブの速度で英語を聞く練習をすることもできます。
SoWhat my friend Cole was saying there was this English repair shop, like all English repair shops, we have four parts. Part one, you will hear the wrong English. Part two, you will hear me correcting that English with a correct English in a social English style at slow speed. Part three, hints, tips, tricks. Hints so you don't make the same mistakes. And in part four, it is going to be social English native speed. So correct English in fast English, native English speed, so you can practice your awesome ears to listen. Listen to this social English, okay? You can get better at listening and hearing these slang phrases and understand what they mean, okay? So we're going to get started really quickly right after this.
今日のソーシャルイングリッシュのエピソードは、中級または上級のスキルレベルで英語を勉強している人々を対象としています。初心者の方はゆっくりとエピソードを聞いてください。頑張れ。
Okay, so let's get started with part one. Now remember, this is the wrong English. Okay, let's go. I was attempted open in vegan market, but I have to give up about it. One more time. I was attempted open in vegan market, but I have to give up about it. Okay, so that is part one, the wrong English. Before we start, before we begin part two, I want you to think about it. How would you change that wrong English? Okay, so let's get started with part two. This is the correct English, social English style, slow speed. I will give you two different versions, maybe three. Okay, this is going to be one sentence. Please listen. Kite kudasai. I wanted to open a vegan market, but I had to give it up. Okay, here it is again. I wanted to open a vegan market, but I had to give it up. Okay, version two. Okay, now remember, before I start with version two, this is a social English style, and we're talking to someone, or we can write this down too as a message or something like that. Okay, we can write this in a message, a text message. We can write it in line. Everyone uses line here in Japan. Or you can just speak and say this, okay? So here we go. Here's another version. I really wanted to open a vegan restaurant or a vegan market, but I didn't have enough resources to open it, so I had to give it up. Time for part three. Okay, part three. Here's my hints and tips. For this wrong English, we cannot use I was attempted open. You can say I attempted to open, but we was and attempted, those two past tense verbs, we can't use. So let's not go technical too much. Let's just think about this. Don't use this together. Just say, I wanted to. I tried to. Okay? I wanted to, or I tried to open a, start a. Okay? those are, you can use those words. Okay. Now let's use another one. My second, I'm going to have two hints for today. Only two. But I have to give up about it. No. So we want to say, I think you understand, my listeners, give up. Give up. Okay. Quit. Stop. Okay. Don't do. So here, you should say, I couldn't do it. I gave up, or I just quit. Okay? So those are good ways to say and fix this English conversation, okay? This is a good way to fix this. So please think about that. Now, let's go to Fast English. Okay, this is part four. I want you to listen to part four, listen to this, and try to think about how you can hear what I am trying to express, what I am trying to talk to you about, okay? So please listen very carefully. This can, this is a good practice for listening to English. Okay, so let's get started. I will give you two versions. Version one, kite kudasai. I tried to open a vegan market, but I had to give up. Version two, I really wanted to open a vegan market, but I just couldn't do it. Bonus version three. Version three, I will elaborate and make it a little bit longer, but still using social English. Please listen carefully. I have always had a dream of opening a vegan market. I am always and making vegan food, and I've always been interested in opening my own shop. But sadly, I could not have that dream be realized. I just didn't have the right resources or money to make it happen.
このショーを気に入っていただけたら、5つ星のレビューをぜひお願いします。
So that's pretty much it for today's episode. Now, remember, we talked about opening, like having your own dream by opening up your own vegan shop. I want you to in today's action item, to practice thinking about a business or just something that you really want to do, that you want to try. I'd like to open this. I'd like to try this. Something like that. That would be very good practice, and practice talking to someone that you know, one of your friends, or somebody like that. Just practice using this English, and it will definitely help you in the future. Yeah, definitely check it out and practice your English. It's going to help you. You're going to do well. You're going to learn a lot, and I can't wait to hear from you and hear how you've done. Okay? I appreciate you joining me today. I really want to wish you much success in your study of English. Don't forget to listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. Okay, please leave a review, comment, leave a 5-star review. Tell everyone how you love listening to my voice on the social English podcast, even if you already know a lot of English. Okay? Stand by, get ready for in the next couple episodes. We're going to do some more social English slang words to help you understand that critical social English. Yes. So, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you. Peace and love.
今日は楽しい時間をありがとうございました。ぜひ私たちのウェブサイト、realsocialenglish.com を訪問して、日本語訳と役立つ情報を手に入れてください。また次回お会いしましょう。バイバイ。See you next time. Bye bye.